You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by University of the South Suwannee Head Women's Basketball Coach Dickie McCarthy. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Coach, headed into your ninth season as the head coach of the Purple Tigers there on the mountain, just take me through your mindset as we prepare for another year.
Well, Russell, we've got a lot of work to do. I think, you know, it's very evident that the last couple of years we've been pretty down, and we've struggled. Last year especially, we struggled with numbers on the team. I tell the story all the time. I loaded up a bunch and went to play the number 12 ranked team in the country at DePaul in Greencastle with eight players. It's a nightmare going up there with a full squad, but to take eight players up there is pretty tough. So that was one of our emphasis in the offseason, try to build some depth and try to build our numbers. And thankfully we had a great recruiting season. We got eight new players, eight new faces at practice. We actually got a girl back. Of course, we got Dana Middleton transferred at mid-semester last year. So, numbers are up. We got 18 on the team this year. Right now we're practicing 17. We have one injury because you're going to have injuries. But hopefully, you know, things are brightening up with some numbers. Our freshman class is big. We got 2 6-footers in that freshman class. Hopefully we can turn this thing around. I mean, we know where we are. We know where we stand. I think the girls know where we stand as far as in the league. It's a very tough league, hard for us to fight. But, you know, maybe we can bounce back with some numbers and keep it going.
Coach, obviously, as you mentioned, a tough season from last season, but you look forward ahead to this year. You return your top five scorers from that last season ago, and as you mentioned, you bring in a lot of freshmen, and there definitely seems to be positive in talking to Alex about the season. They seem to be excited. Just talk about bringing back those top five scorers and continue to build what you've been working on for the last few years.
Well, actually, Russell, we're bringing back all our scorers because we didn't have a senior, so we're bringing back every scorer. We're excited about that, and with the addition of this freshman class, and we're just really excited about, like I said, the system we play and the way we play. Our depth is good, and we've tried to run this Grinnell system now. You know, we did it 2 years ago, and then last year we tried to start it. And now, if you remember, last year we got off to a great start last year against Covenant, scored 100 points in the first game, and then the injuries just started piling up. We had injuries, we had appendicitis, we had wisdom teeth, we had mono, we had flu, you name it, we had it last year, and then the numbers dwindled, and we had to get out of the system, of course. And then this year, with the 18 players, we're back in at full speed, and we're actually running three teams of five right now, and the depth is good. It's a very balanced 15 that we're playing. We're really excited. You know, I think there's reason to be excited that we're going to be better. I'm not sure we can be a whole lot worse than we were last year, Russell. It was just a bad year all the way around. We're looking up, and the attitude has been great. The kids' attitude, they've worked hard since October 15th. We've had, an exhibition game where we got spanked pretty good, Division One over in Charleston. We bounced back and scrimmaged Berry last week, and that was, we played much, much better. And then we got Judson tonight, so hopefully, we'll keep getting better and better.
You know, Coach, one of the interesting things I think as I look at your roster this year, obviously there's a lot to be said in terms of talent and stuff, but I think interesting each season that team chemistry is so much, and you have a unique challenge this year with eight upperclassmen, a lot of returning experience, but also those eight new freshmen that you talked about. What's been the biggest challenge you've faced as a coach trying to blend the returning experience with the incoming freshman talent and building this team chemistry moving forward?
Well, Russ, it's not really hard to blend because of the way we play. With the scrimmage we played the other night, I think playing time is the best thing for team chemistry because everybody knows every night when they come they're going to get to play for us. The other day when we scrimmaged Berry, within the first 2 minutes we had 15 different players on the floor just because of our system. So I think that lends itself to good team chemistry in that everybody knows they're going to get a chance. The competition for those top spots has been really, really good this year, and it's something we haven't had in the past. With now that we've got depth, their kids actually fighting for positions and fighting for time, and that's helped us. And the team chemistry, I think, if we were playing seven or eight kids, and we were, that's all we were playing with the top eight out of 18, I would think maybe we were going to have some team chemistry issues. But when we're going 15 deep in the first 2 minutes of a scrimmage, and we'll go 15 deep tonight against Judson in the first 2 minutes, I think that lends itself to good team chemistry.
Coach, average 10.8 steals per game a season ago. Just talk about the way that aggressive full court, up and down the floor defense creates those turnovers and leads into your offense.
Well, the way we play is, and there's no mystery to what we're going to do. I mean, everybody knows Swanee by now, and for the past 2 years, we're going to press you when you walk in the door. We're going to press you on a miss. We press you on a made. We press you on a dead ball. We press you in the half court. Everything's a trap, and we're going to get some steals. But our problem right now is trying to cut down our turnovers. I think we're in such a hurry, and we play at such a chaotic pace that sometimes we get a little chaotic and in too big a hurry, and then we turn it right back over. So we've got to cut our turnovers down some, but continue to create. You know, we're looking for 33 turnovers every night. That's our goal every night, is to create 33 turnovers. The other night against Barry in the scrimmage, we actually went back and statted the game. Following the scrimmage, we played 2 20-minute halves, and we forced Barry into 40 turnovers. So that's a good night for us. So we just the style of play, we're going to turn it over. We're going to make people turn it over just because of the mass chaos that we're creating on the court. But what we got to do as a team is we got to learn how, when we get control of the ball, we've got to not slow ourselves down, but force ourselves not to turn it back over to them. And that's been a problem in the first two in the exhibition game and in the scrimmage.
Again, you're listening to SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Swanee University of the South head women's basketball coach Dickie McCarthy. And coach, last season, and I know as we keep talking about it, with this offense, 9.4 threes per game, led the league in that category. You also took over 300 more threes than the second the team that shot the second most threes in the conference last season. Just, you know, talk about this offense. These girls, I must feel like they have the confidence and really the green light to shoot from anywhere at any point during the game.
Well, Russell, actually, the last 2 years we've led the entire nation in Division III and 3-point field goals made per game, but that's because, like you said, we take an awful lot. I think that we're going to continue to take a lot of threes, but I think with our two freshman 6-foot players, I think you're going to see that number come down a little bit. I don't think we'll rely quite as heavily on the 3-point shot as we have with three, sizable post players. I think we'll try to get the ball inside a little more. If you look at the last couple of years, last year I had Danny Cabas, was really my only true post player at 5'10". And then, you know, when Danny got hurt the last three games, I put Alex in at the post, and she's 5'7", 5'8". So we've been so small in the post the last 2 years that we were sort of forced to taking those threes. But I think now with Kayla Sewell and Alex Friedel coming in as freshmen that are right at 6 feet tall, and Danny Cabas back for her senior year at 5'10", I think you'll see us. I think our three-point shots will come down a little bit. Now, we still would like to take 90 shots a game and 45 of those to be threes. But, I don't think we'll be shooting the 50 threes we did at some place and 55 threes that we took in a couple games last year. I don't think you'll see us shoot quite as many threes now that we've got some post players to give us more of an inside game. At least I hope we can develop more of an inside game.
Coach, you mentioned that inside game, and again, as we do this interview, I know part of it is so much with the system you run, but rebounding is so important, and there was a time where, you know, being on the glass was hurting last year, but as I look at your freshman, and you've mentioned 6 foot, 6 foot, 5'10", 5'11", how much do you think that will help this year in trying to sort of bring down that rebounding margin difference moving forward?
Oh, Russell, there's no question in the world. We were the worst rebounding team in the country last year. There's absolutely no question about it. And, you know, you don't win at any level. I don't care if it's WNBA down to 10 and under rec ball. If you can't rebound the basketball, I mean, that's just one of the most important stats in the game is rebounds. And that's obviously the last couple of years is where we have been so deficient. And a lot of that has to do that not because my kids aren't working hard. It's just because we're so small. I mean, the last 2 years, we have been so tiny. When I put, you know, Danny Cabas out there at 5'10", and then I got Alex Ginsberg at 5'7", and Logan Miller at 5'3", and Claire Elliott at 5'3", and you know, we're awfully small out there. So now with Kayla Sewell and Alex Friedel coming in, and Danny back, and we got Miracle Woods, who's just an outstanding rebounder. She just is one of those quick leapers off the floor, and a very aggressive rebounder. I think we've got to get better, and that's been a point of emphasis also this fall is rebounding. I mean, we've worked on it almost every day, just drilling it. And one of the big deals in the system, I know it's up and down, but one of our goals for the game is to rebound 40% of our missed shots. That's one of the five goals in the Grinnell system, is to rebound 40% of your missed shots. And in the last couple of years, we've been down in the low 20s. Now, against Barry the other night, we figured it. We statted the game. We were at like 34%. We rebounded 34% of our missed shots. So hopefully that's going to help us too. And it's just a matter of size. We're going to be bigger this year. So now
Coach, we've talked about a lot, but eight freshmen that you've brought in, just talk about how they've been adjusting. Obviously, there's so many things moving, you know, going to college and being a freshman. How have they been adjusting to the college basketball game, and what do you expect from them moving forward in this season?
Well, the biggest thing is Justin Swanee as a freshman is very difficult because academically it's just very strenuous, and thank goodness by playing basketball we don't get started until October 15th. So basketball players have a little chance to settle in academically and get off to a good start. And the next biggest thing has been for us developing them into realizing the speed of the game. It's just so different at the college level, and then it's so different the speed that we play. And the biggest thing, especially at the guard position, is getting these kids to know. You can tell them to go full speed, and they say, "Coach, I'm going full speed." Well, you're not really going full speed, and that's just developing them from high school to college is understanding the game has stepped up a notch in speed. And like I said, especially the way we want to play, we never at any point in the game walk the basketball up. I'm talking about even if it's a dead ball situation where we're taking it out or a referee handle on the side in the backcourt, and you could just stand there and throw it to the point guard, she could walk it up. That's not the way we play. We have our point guard circling and catching that ball full speed, even on an inbound pass when they're not even challenged. And that's been the biggest challenge for us as a coaching staff, is to make these eight freshmen understand what full speed is, and that full speed in the Grinnell system is a little different than full speed in any other system. And that's going to keep going, and that's going to be an ongoing thing for probably through Christmas before we get these freshmen going up full speed. And like I said, we're going to play, we will have seven freshmen, or six freshmen will be in the game in the first 2 minutes tonight. And they're getting better. We've seen improvement all the way through of going full speed and going it as fast as you can go and understanding what the speed of the game is. But I think that's the biggest challenge, especially the system we play.
Coach, there's no question that the SCAC provides a tremendous challenge in women's basketball, one of the most competitive leagues in the country. This year, though, specifically seems and has the feel of it being so wide open with every team going into the season really feeling like they had the chance to be the ones cutting down the nets at the end of the season at the SCAC tournament. What's the biggest challenge that you face as a head coach trying to navigate through the SCAC schedule?
Oh, well, I think every coach that's been on with you, and I don't know how many has done it with you, will say that with losing DePaul, it definitely opens it wide open. I mean, you know, you just sort of figured that Coach Huffman and her crowd were going to cut the nets down at the SCAC tournament every year, and I think it's going to add. It's going to make, and I love Coach Huffman, and I'm not sorry to see DePaul go as a team, and I'm sorry to see Coach Huffman go because she was such a class act, and they were such a class organization up there. But it does open it wide open, and I think the SCAC tournament on the women's side is going to be very, very exciting. Our biggest challenge at Swanee is just getting in that tournament. I mean, let's face it, with Birmingham Southern now coming online and being eligible, that just makes it even more difficult for us to even qualify for that tournament on the East, with Center and Rhodes and Millsaps moving over to the East, and the job that Coach Winkleman has done in just such a short period, rebuilding that program down there and getting them to be a challenge for a conference championship. Oglethorpe, I mean, it's a minefield for us, and you know, hopefully we can, you know, we may be a year or two away we're not a year or two away because of the change in conference, but it's going to be very difficult for us because we are so young, and if the league is just so doggone strong, I mean, if you look at the schedule and I'm going, oh my gosh, every game is in the conference, it's just a war. So, you know, our biggest goal right now is to qualify for that tournament, finish in the top four in the East, and, you know, anything, and I think with DePaul gone, anything can happen in that tournament over a three-day period.
University of the South Sewanee head women's basketball coach Dickie McCarthy. Again, the Purple Tigers open up their 2011-12 campaign November 15th at home against Judson. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
Thanks, Russell. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot.